Rohnert Park is home to one of California's 12 state-sponsored innovation hubs, or iHubs. In fact, it was one of the first six to be created. But the business incubator, located in the Sonoma Mountain Business Cluster at the former Agilent campus south of Sonoma State, was barely established when the recession hit and has been retooling for a fresh start that will be unveiled next week. Joshua Simmons is the community manager for the iHub.
We have this startup focus, and there's no demand for that really here. And we realized that we need to do some bottom-up community building and really support a whole continuum of business from the lifestyle entrepreneur up to the emerging growth companies. Whether that means someone wants to learn how to make a living selling their quilts on Etsy, or if somebody has a really innovative algorithm or invention that they want to build into a company and have an exit, the North Bay needs to support that entire continuum.
The ultimate objective of this innovation ecosystem, adds iHub board chairman Lindsay Austin, is job creation, fostered in a culture of collaboration.
Innovation comes through interaction. You have an idea, they see things maybe from a different perspective, and through that interaction, you have an aha moment on occasion where you realize that there's some convergence of some new technology and some new problem, and you've just thought about a solution. And the more diversity you have, for-profits, nonprofits, different points of view, you actually get more innovation.
The updated focus of the center, he continues, will be primarily for emerging businesses that have already made it through the startup stage.
Once people get some money or have their business plan, that's when they need the elasticity of space that they can rapidly grow. They need to have service providers, consultants, web designers, a whole host of support services around them. So we're going to be trying to attract emerging growth companies as well as startups, and then all of the support services.
While much of that will happen within the cluster, the iHub is also designed to serve as an online regional resource. Simmons says that updated service is due to be officially unveiled on Tuesday.
April 2nd is a key day because we will be relaunching the Snow Mountain Business Cluster website as well as the North Bay iHub website. In the past, our brands have been confused, and so one of the things that these websites will do is make it very clear what each is, what it's for, and who belongs there.
Working with volunteer mentors and a lengthy list of established business partners, the iHub has already made a significant contribution to the local economy, Austin says, and they are poised to track their further impact in a number of areas.
The number of people we're helping, the number of companies getting started, the number of companies getting funded, the sales coming out of those companies. Export is a big thing. We're going to try to track products that are being exported. And the other one is insourcing, which is helping people create and manufacture products here that will be sold here.
Based on how other business support centers have performed, Simmons says, the North Bay iHub is well positioned to accomplish its job creation goals.
I think the statistic is that 2 out of 3 new jobs come from a young or a small company. And another very important statistic is that 80% of businesses fail in their first 5 years. If a business is in an incubator or has a support network, you can flip that statistic on its head, and 80% of those businesses survive their first 5 years. So the support structure is really critical.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.